Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be working on subtraction. I can't wait. But before we get started, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write mine. You write yours. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. All right, if you look at the top of your paper, you're going to see a picture. It's school. Yay, I love school. Here's what I need us to do. I need us to touch and count the clouds in the sky. So touch and count the clouds with me as you go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 clouds in the sky. When you subtract, you need to get the whole number first. Let's color those clouds blue. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon, but you can color them any color of blue you have. So we have 7 clouds in the sky. And in order to subtract, today we're going to be subtracting 2. That's going to be our focus today. We're going to subtract the number 2 each time. But before we can do any subtraction, before we can take away, we've got to start with the whole number. We've got to find the big number. Otherwise, it won't work. You got to get your big number in order to take away from it. That's something you need when you subtract. I'm coloring my clouds blue. And they look so pretty. Don't color so fast that they're sloppy. Don't color so slow that you're taking forever. I have a couple of clouds left to color, and then I'm finished with my clouds. So we have 7 clouds in all. And we are about to pretend that 2 of the clouds float away. When you subtract, things go away. Things become less. We take them away. I'm done with all my clouds, so take 2 more seconds. 2, 1, put down your blue crayon. Can you find a black crayon or a dark colored crayon, like maybe a dark purple? Find that, and I want you to pick 2 clouds to cross out. Put an X over 2 clouds. 1, 2. We're going to pretend they floated away or disappeared. You can put your crayon down when you're done finding the 2 you're crossing out. So we had 7 clouds in all. We crossed out 2 because they floated away. Let's count the clouds that are left. Touch and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 7 minus 2 subtract 2 equals 5. We have a number that's less than where we started. That's subtraction. That's what happens when you subtract. You're going to get a smaller number than from where you started. Let's practice this again. Do you see the windows on the school? Let's color those windows yellow like there's lights on inside and people are learning. Go ahead and color the windows yellow. And then when we're finished, we're going to count them and get our whole number before we subtract any. So color all the windows yellow. They have, you know, the lines on them, the panes, the window panes. So color them. There's some on the doors, and then there are some on the building. And there's people inside, and they're learning. Maybe it's us, and we're learning subtraction and what happens when you take away and how you have to start with a big number, and then you subtract, which means take away. And then we'll find out what else they learn. Okay, I'm done with all my windows. You take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Find that black crayon or that dark colored crayon. Let's count before we can take any. Oh, wait, we got to get our big number. We got to get our whole number. So how many windows in all? Let's count them. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 windows in all. I want you to cross out the windows on the doors. Cross out the windows on the door. There's 2. 1. Cross them out. Put an X over them. 2. Good. You can put your black crayon down or your dark crayon down. So we had 6 windows. We're going to pretend 2 of those windows, they turned off the lights. And we're just looking for the windows with lights on. So 6 windows, we crossed off 2. How many windows still have lights on? 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 minus 2 equals 4. When we have 6 and we subtract 2, we get 4 left over. 4 is less than 6 because when you subtract, you get a smaller number. Okay, let's do this again. I see some flowers in the yard. There's 2 kind of at the bottom of your page and then 1 over by itself. How many flowers in all? Let's count them. 1, 2, 3. Let's color those flowers purple. Can you find a purple crayon for me? Color those flowers purple. 1. I'm just doing the flower. I'm not doing the stem or the leaves yet. 2. And then don't forget this one over here by itself. 3. We got to get all the flowers in all before we can take any away. 3. And if you're ready, go ahead and color the stems of the flowers and the leaves. Make it pretty. Don't forget this little one over here. Okay, I'm finished with my flowers, the stems, the leaves. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. So we have 1, 2, 3 flowers in all. We're going to pretend a little kid plucked 2 out. Kind of sad. Now they can't grow. But cross off the 2 flowers that are together. Put an X over the 2 flowers that are sitting together. 1, 2. Cross them off. So we had 3, and we're going to pretend a kid plucked 2 off. We had 3. We're going to subtract 2. How many flowers are left, boys and girls? Yes, just 1, that one over there. So 3, take away 2, equals 1. We got a smaller number than where we started, because that's what subtraction is. So 3, subtract 2, equals 1. All right, let's do another one. How many trees do you see in our picture? 2, 1, 2. Let's color the trees green and brown. Go for it. Start coloring the trees green and brown. You know to color the leafy, bushy part of the tree, the top part green. And then we'll color the trunks brown. So we have 2 trees in our picture. We're getting our whole number. We're finding out how many in all to begin with. That's so important when you subtract. You must start with the big number. You must find out how many in all before you take any away. Gotta start with the big number. I finished my green parts. I'm working on my trunks now. So keep up with me. Don't go too fast. Don't go too slow. 2 in all. 2 in all, and I bet you know what we're going to do. Okay, I am this close to finishing up my trees. There, I'm finished. So I'm going to give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your crayons. All right, we have 2 trees. 2 in all. I want you to cross out both trees. Put an X over each tree. 1, cross it off. 2, cross it off. I don't know what happened to those trees. They didn't disappear and nobody plucked them, but we'll just pretend, I don't know, maybe a windstorm came and knocked them over. So we have, which would be so sad. Okay, but we started with 2 and we crossed out 2. So what is 2 Takeaway two, are there any trees left? No. When there's nothing left, we call that what number? What number is that? Zero. Two, subtract two equals zero. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. Go ahead and put down your crayons. We are going to do one more. Ready? There are four bushes in front of the school. I just told it to you. I should not have done that. But will you count with me? Check me. Let's make sure there's four in front of the school, in front of the windows, on either side of the doors. Ready? They have berries on them or something. One, two, three, four. I'm just talking about the ones right by the building. See them? One, two, three, four. So let's color those green. If you have time, you can go back and color maybe the flowers or the berries a different color. I'm just going to color the whole thing green. So one right here by the building with the window. Two right by this window. Then on the other side of the doors, I've got three right in front of this window. And four right in front of this window. Four bushes right in front of the school, the ones with the berries or the flowers on them. Right by the building. Right by the windows. I know there's some on the sides of the school, but I'm looking at the ones right in front of the windows. Do you see what I'm seeing? Okay, good. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Put down your green crayon. So we have four bushes in all right in front of the building. One, two, three, four. Take your black crayon. Let's cross out two. You pick them. Cross out two bushes. One, two. We just colored them. Cross out two. Four bushes in all right in front of the windows of the school. We took away two. How many are left? One, two. So four take away two equals two. You get a smaller number than what you start with. All right, let's move down to the 10 frame. That's that thing with all the boxes and the circles inside them. It's a 10 frame, and I call the circles counters. Let's color those counters red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will do. Let's color and count while we color. One, two, three, four. You should be coloring them in. Five, six, seven, eight, nine counters on the 10 frame. Put down your red crayon. Let's find our black crayon or a dark colored crayon. We're going to go to the bottom row of the 10 frame, the very two on the end, the last two. Please cross each of those out. One, cross it out with an X. Two, cross that one out with an X. So we crossed out the last two on the 10 frame. We started with nine. We crossed out two. How many do we have left? Let's touch and count. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Write the number on the line. Nine take away two equals seven. Nine subtract two equals seven. All right, let's scoot over to the hands with fingers being held up. Let's count the fingers that are being held up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Will you cross out the two that are being held up on the other hand that looks like a peace sign? Cross out one, two. We had seven. We crossed out two. How many are still being held up? Five. I don't even need to count those. I see the five on that hand. Seven subtract two equals five. Write a five for me on the line. Start with the big number seven, then take away two. Okay, let's look at the number line. That's the line with all the numbers on it. Let's circle the eight. Trace that circle around the eight. We're going to subtract two. So on top of the number line are two hippity hops. With arrows, trace those for me. One hop backwards, two hop backwards. It's eight, take away two. So we did two hops. One, two. What'd we land on? We landed on the 6. Can you draw a box around the 6 with your pencil? 8 take away 2 equals 6. When you subtract 2 from 8, you get 6. We're going backwards on the number line because when you subtract, the numbers get smaller. That's why it's called subtraction. That's why we went backwards on the number line. We got to go backwards when we subtract so that the numbers get smaller because we're taking away. Okay, ready? Go down to the word. Starts with an S. That says subtract. Let's trace that word, subtract. That means take away. That means the numbers are going to get smaller. Trace that word for me, subtract. And then circle the minus sign, the symbol that has us, boys and girls, trace the circle around the minus sign. I'm getting so excited, I'm messing up my words. Trace that circle around the minus sign. That means subtract. When you see that symbol, you need to subtract. You need to take away. 5 take away 2 equals 3. Trace the number 3 for me. Trace the number 3 for me. All right, and scoot over. I see a number sentence that says 3 take away 2 equals, and then let's look at the fish tank. How many fish are in the fish tank? 1, 2, 3. We're going to cross off 2. Cross off 2 with your pencil. Put an X through 2 fish. 1, 2. How many fish are left? 1. That's our answer. Write it on the line. We had to count all the fish in all, and then we could take away 2, and it equals 1. Boys and girls, you did it. You are subtraction experts when we take away 2. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.